Good afternoon. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. Good to be back after the holidays, and I hope all of you had a wonderful time. The music I was playing was a French CD I got when I was in Paris in December, and I love the harmony. I have no idea what the words are, but their music and these three young men just had the most beautiful harmony. So I enjoy listening to it and wanted to share it with you today. Looking forward to a lot of questions today. The beginning of the new year, and from our December sales, it looks like a lot of people got some new clay this year that were given as gifts. So maybe we'll have some new people on with new questions, and I welcome all questions. I'm going to slip over now to the Q&A page and see what we have in queue. Here's a Edith. Just a moment. Let me go back and make sure I'm okay. Question from Edith, and she says, I want to do the 21-day detox. What does it mean to drink living clay on an empty stomach before or after food? If I drink it in the morning, how long do I wait to eat breakfast? For lunch, do I drink it first or after lunch? Dinner, how long do I wait after dinner? You know, just for the detox, it's better to take it on an empty stomach so it lets it go down and work in the colon before it's bombarded with food. So if you take it 30 minutes to an hour before you eat, it's had time to go down and coat the colon wall and get in there and do its thing before it's going to be bombarded with food. So 30 minutes to an hour, it's preferably to take it on the empty stomach rather than after you eat for the cleanse period. And I would drink it, you know, like I said, 30 minutes to an hour before you eat anything, or wait, take it and wait at least 30 minutes before you eat. I kind of get up in the morning. So you can leave it in the bathroom and get up in the morning and take it after your shower. And by the time you get dressed, that'll be plenty of time. After the 21 days, you can take it any time of day. And I prefer to take it, you know, before my meals, because I don't know what's in a lot of the foods. I travel and I eat out quite a bit. And so I know if I take it before I eat, if there's any pesticides, chemicals, radiation on my food, that the clay is going to take that out. I like fish a lot. Fish is kind of high in lead and mercury, so I'll drink it before I eat fish. My grandson loves pizza. Occasionally I get sucked into taking him to get pizza, and it's hard to resist. So I like to drink it before then just to absorb the grease from all that cheese and everything they do with pizza that makes it so greasy. So, you know, if you miss it by a little bit, don't worry about it. Just take it and it'll find a way to work. Good question, though. Thank you for that. Lisa from Ormond Beach. Hi, Perry. Thank you for taking time to pass along this wonderful healing benefits of clay. I'm in the process of listening to your past seminars, and I'm very grateful that they are available. Per Gershon therapy, I do coffee enemas. I typically use organic coffee. However, there are times when only non-organic is available to me. If I add a little clay to the brew, non-organic coffee, would the clay neutralize any herbicides, pesticides that might be in the brewed coffee? If so, approximately how much clay should I use for 48 ounces of coffee? Yes, it's perfectly all right. You know, we have a lot of people who don't like to drink the clay straight, and they may put their 1 ounce of clay in their coffee or their tea. It's only going to benefit your colon. A lot of people take clay enemas as well. I think coffee and clay together would be a good combination. And for the 42 ounces, I would put a minimum of 3 ounces, somewhere between 3 and 6 ounces. If you want more benefits of the clay and its drawing, increase it to about 6, but otherwise about 3 ounces into 48 ounces of your coffee should be plenty enough to get the any pesticides and herbicides and chemicals that might be in there that are detrimental to the body. Thank you. Deborah Murray, I've had Crohn's disease for 30 years. I'm 51, and at age 21, I had all but 6 inches of my large intestine removed. I'm not taking any medications. Good for you. I just received my bentonite clay powder. My question is, what would be the best way for me to use clay? Would it be okay drinking it? Absolutely. I would drink it, and I would start with 1 ounce of the liquid clay. If you got your powder, you mix it a 1-to-8 ratio, 1 part clay to 8 parts water. And I like to mix it in a bottle and just leave it on my kitchen cabinet, particularly if you're going to take it daily. I like a 32-ounce bottle. To a 32-ounce bottle, you would fill it half with water, get a funnel, and add a half a cup of clay. Shake it real good. You want to get all the lumps out and get it emulsified. Add the rest of the water, the remaining 2 cups. Shake it again. And you just let it sit on your kitchen cabinet. You don't need the refrigerator. It won't spoil. And you'll notice the heavier particles settle to the bottom. And you can shake it for a couple of days, and that'll loosen any clay that's down in there. But when you get down to those heavier particles at the bottom, just add some more water to it and shake it loose and feed it to your plants, because they just bloom and get green and grow and blossom and really kick booty when they get a little bit of clay. So it's good for your pets. It's good for your plants. It's good for most everything. Clay is absolutely amazing. So I would start with 1 ounce a day and see how you do on that. And, you know, if you have good success, you can increase it to 2 ounces. You may want to do a poultice of the clay, a 1-to-3 ratio, and put it, if you have lower gut pain, and put it over your lower abdomen, and you can put the clay mask over it and put it on, you know, fairly thickly. You don't want to be able to see the skin through it. And then put a strip of saran wrap over that, and you can kind of pull your clothes up over it and wear it during the day for an hour or so, more if you like. Some people like to sleep with it on at night, and it just helps energy in the colon and things to move and process better. So it brings blood flow and oxygen to the area is what it does. And let us know how you do with that. And I'm just so terribly sorry that you had to have that much removed when you were 21 years old. I know it's caused some challenges in your life, and I applaud you for not being on lots of medicines. So good for you. And let us know how you do. All right. Linda from Kansas, will drinking clay alleviate irritable bowel issues? Yes, ma'am. I've had people with irritable bowel issues and lower gut pain that they've had, you know, like daily for a year. Not severe pain, but just that uncomfortable, nagging little pain and discomfort. And I gave them, there were 2 elderly ladies, and I gave each of them a shot of clay. Not at the same time, these were on different days. And when you come to see me, I always offer people a shot of clay. And so I gave them a shot of clay, and which was about 1 ounce, and they drank it. And then while we were talking a little bit later, both of them recognized in about 15 minutes the discomfort in their gut had gone away. And they started drinking it and just loved what it did for their irritable bowel issues. Clay is good for any kind of digestive issues, irritable bowel, diverticulosis, any kind of inflammation in the lower colon, it's very good for. You can start with 1 to 2 ounces. You build up if you need more. I don't know the degree of discomfort you're having with yours. If you'd like to call me and discuss it, my number is 512-262-7187. Since I haven't warned anybody I was going to give my phone number out. I will do it again. 512-262-7187. I'm always available to answer questions, and sometimes it helps if I talk and I find out, you know, how long you've had it, what kind of difficulties it's causing. A lot of times it causes diarrhea with people, so feel free to call me on that one, and we'll look and see what else we have here. Well, I was hoping we'd just have tons of calls today. We have quite a few people on the phone. I'm going to ask if anyone on the phone has a question they would like to ask. If so, if you will press star 2 on your telephone, it will open your line. And I'll give a minute in case some people... Ah, there's one from Toronto. Good morning.
Hi,
this is Perry. Hi.
How are you?
How are you today? I'm fine. I don't know your name. I can't tell your name.
My name is Sandra.
All right, Sandra, how can I help you?
I was just wondering, would the living clay help balance hormones or an underactive thyroid?
Yes, underactive, definitely. Put a poultice over the thyroid area, and, of course, I recommend everybody drink the clay, too.
Okay.
But it will sort of stimulate the gland and help to activate it. Let's see, your other question was?
Oh, just about balancing hormones.
I don't know, like, for hot flashes, how it would work. I do know quite a few people who have noticed that when they started taking clay that they didn't have menstrual cramps anymore, and they didn't go through PMS. They didn't get real irritated before their deals. So I think it does help balance hormones. Not sure if I'd like to know people who've taken it when they've gone through menopause to know if it helps with hot flashes. So if anybody out there listening has any information on that, I would welcome it.
Okay. Can I just ask you, with the poultice, would you put it on thickly then? Like,
yes, I would put it on fairly thickly. You don't want to just glob it on, but I would put it on thick enough you can't see through the skin, maybe about a half an inch.
Okay.
Of the clay mask, and you can wrap some saran wrap around it, and that way it doesn't get on your clothes, and leave it on for an hour or so if you want to kind of put it on it. Maybe before you're getting ready for bed and leaving it on for a couple hours, you may want to put a thin coat on at night and just sleep with it on.
Oh, okay.
When you let the thin coat dry, it won't crumble in the bed. If you use a half an inch, it's going to crumble, and you'll wake up in a bed full of crumbs.
Okay. And how many times a week would you suggest doing that?
I would do it daily for a while to see if you notice any difference.
Okay.
And then you can just use it, you know, kind of as needed. If you see that it's helping, you need to keep. If you stop it and it comes back, your symptoms come back, then I would just continue using it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for being online with us. And I have another person here. Let me call on her. Hello, this is Perry. May I help you? Catherine,
yeah, hi,
are
Perry.
You on the line? Oh.
Hi, Perry.
You're not... Yes, hi.
This is Steve calling from Thornton, Ontario. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Steve?
Well, you know, I've been taking the clay since about October 25th,
mm-hmm.
and about... I'm feeling really, really great. And about 7 weeks in, I started to have really severe diarrhea. I stopped taking the clay about a day ago. And from what I'm reading, that wasn't the right thing to do. What's your take on that?
Well, did your diarrhea stop?
No.
No. Well, then the clay wasn't causing the diarrhea. How much are you taking, Steve?
I was taking a tablespoon in the morning, a tablespoon at noon, and a tablespoon before I went to bed with 8 ounces
okay.
of water.
Okay. Let me recommend this. Mix it a
yep.
1-8 ratio. This will make it a little thicker than your tablespoon to 8 ounces of water.
Yeah.
Just get a if you have a 32-ounce bottle, plastic or food-grade plastic or glass with a plastic lid.
Yeah.
Put 2 cups of water in it. Put a half a cup of the clay. Shake it real good. Get all the lumps out. Add the remaining 2 cups of water. Shake it again. Now you have 48 ounces. And instead of having mix it morning and night, sometimes if you don't let it sit long enough, you have some lumps in the bottom. I like it emulsified, and then you can just go by and pour yourself 1 to 2 ounces. You know, I would start with 1 ounce and see how that does, and kind of drink it on an empty stomach and let it go down and coat the colon and the stomach and see what's going on.
Right.
And I would do that. Go ahead and take it 3 times a day. If that's not working, increase it to 2 ounces 3 times a day. And see if we can get that diarrhea under control.
I'd like to do that because I'm going away in a couple of weeks and I can't have this when I'm down south.
Not much fun, is it?
No. Now, there's a book here called The Clay Cure with Ray, I can't pronounce his last
Kaninsky.
Name. Yeah, that's the guy. He's saying that if you sometimes will go through a healing crisis shortly after, you'll feel really, really good, and then all of a sudden something will come up. Something's come up, and he recommends taking a tablespoon in 8 ounces of water 3 times a day until the diarrhea stops.
Yeah. Rand wrote that quite a long time ago, and it might depend on the type of clay you're taking, too. What brand of clay are you taking?
Living clay. Living
okay.
Clay.
Okay, I like to mix it kind of like I told you and drink it, and the more concentrated, the more water you add to it, it loses its emulsion. But when you drink it, the 1-to-8 mix, when you put it in a glass and drink it, you'll look at the glass afterwards and you notice there's a slick coating there. You just you have to really wash it out, otherwise it'll leave a little chalky coating in your glass if you just try to rinse it with water. That's a coating effect I want to have from your mouth south, through your stomach, your intestines, and down into that area. So if you'll drink it sort of on an empty stomach, but drink it before your meals with that concentration, I think it will help it. Now, a healing crisis generally comes within the first week, and this has been 2 months, so I don't think this is a healing crisis at all. I don't think it's clay. Caused by the clay. There's something going on in your digestive system that's changed, or something you've picked up that's caused it. So, clay will stop it.
That's the only symptom I have. I have no fever. I have no hives. I have no itchy skin. Nothing. Just the diarrhea.
Have you changed anything in your eating habits?
I was drinking something that is supposed to be really, really good for you, and I've since stopped drinking that. So, but the diet and everything else has been pretty much the same, very narrow for what I'm dealing with.
Well, how long have you been off the other drink?
3 days.
Okay, and nothing has changed.
Less severe. Less diarrhea as a couple of days have gone on, from, say, 9 times a day to, like, 4.
Yeah, okay. Well, it sounds like that may be the culprit, and it might be, you know, interacting with something in your bowels that's triggered that.
Right.
So if it's gotten less, then I would kind of be suspect that that might be the culprit. And it's just been 3 days. If you kick up your clay and drink the more concentrated form, I think you can get it under control pretty quick.
Now, when you say 1-to-8, that's 1 tablespoon to 8 ounces of water, correct?
It's 1 ounce, however much you use of water you use. I mean, how much you use of clay you use of water. So if you're using a tablespoon of clay, you'd want 8 tablespoons of water.
You're using
more water than clay.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It would be 2 tablespoons of clay make 1 ounce. So you need 2 tablespoons of clay to 8 ounces of water.
Got it.
But
okay.
I like that. I never stir clay. Shake it. You want to be able to shake it to break it up to make it fully hydrate.
Gotcha.
Okay,
all right.
So if you can put it in something where you can shake it, yeah.
Got
You're
it.
You're just taking
a
weaker dose. Uh-huh.
All right. I'm going to get on that. I ate my meal at about 12:15, so I'm going to have this in about half an hour or so.
Okay. Well, good luck with
Perry.
That. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call. All right. I'm going to slip over and see if we had any more questions while we were talking. No more questions coming in. Where is everybody today? They're all on the phone line, so I'll come back. Does anybody else on the phone have a question? Let me see, what do I know new about clay that I can talk about? I am working on a new book. It's an update to the other one. I'm very excited about it because I've found new research and I've learned a lot since I wrote the first book. And sort of like Rand Kaninsky, you know, with time, when we write the book and we think we know everything we know, and then as we go, we learn more. And I've learned so much from my customers with their questions and discussing how the clay works for them. It just opens your eyes to the many attributes of clay. Clay is so versatile in the way that it acts, and it acts from a multitude of conditions here. I have somebody else with their hand up. Let me go back and open this line and see. Sandra, are you there? Hello? Sandra? Is anyone there? Okay, I guess her phone just didn't disconnect when I punched her off. I'm real excited about some of the new information about how clay works, the chemistry of it, how it interacts with different things and makes changes. And it just blows me away that if clay is a catalyst, it's not a drug. So it doesn't act like a drug. It acts more as a balancing, regulating, bringing the body into equilibrium state. And as a catalyst, there are enzymes in the body that can attach to the clay particle, and the two elements together can make things that the body is deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. For instance, amino acids will attack to the clay particle and make peptide chains, and from peptide chains you can make protein. And the clay doesn't contain protein. So that alone is quite amazing, and that's why it works so uniquely with the body. Even though it's not absorbed into the bloodstream, it does have this action. And even though it isn't absorbed in the bloodstream, when you take it, because of the action of these of different enzymes, it can enrich the blood and bring more oxygen to the blood and raise the red blood cell count. We've had people that were anemic that take the clay, and at first I couldn't understand, if it doesn't go in the bloodstream, how is it stopping their anemia? But as I've read more and studied more, I found out it's through this catalytic enzyme reaction that the clay does. And what's unique about this is it doesn't change the composition of the clay. It spurs something new with the body through the body's enzymes, but it doesn't deplete anything in the clay. So it's quite fascinating. It's like trying to study the brain and figure out how it works. So I'm excited about that. I have an editor now, and we're going through it page by page, chapter by chapter. And it'll probably take a couple of months before I get it out, because we have to get someone to format it and then send it off to a printer. So wanted you to know that's in the work. And let's see. Let me go over and check one more time and see if I have any questions coming in. Okay, here's one from Denise in Kansas. Will clay mask heal pitted acne scars on the face? Yes, ma'am. It will diminish them greatly. You want to put the clay mask on to where you covered the skin and let it dry. And if you can do this two or three times a week, you will definitely start to notice those scars are not as prominent and they really diminish quite a bit. Any kind of scar. I don't care if you have a 20-year-old scar on your knee from knee surgery. You start putting the clay on there and that build up keloid plaque and that hardness diminishes, gets soft and goes away. So, get on that. And, I know it's would be horrible to have to deal with that and feel that way all the time and have to wear a lot of makeup and what have you. So let's get that. I know that's something I know clay works on very well. So thank you for asking that. For any other people with acne problems, even the acne sores on your back that don't really come to a head, you can put the clay on there, and it when they get sore, it makes them go away, takes the soreness out and kind of dissolves them. Nancy House in Hurricane says, I think that's Hurricane Louisiana, I'm not sure. My dog has a huge lump on his knee and has been diagnosed with cancer. If we apply living clay to the lump on his knee, would it heal the knee or the cancer situation? You know, I don't know for certain. I do know that if it's a surface tumor, sometime the clay can dissolve it. We try not to make cancer claims because we don't want to get false hope, and since every situation is different, we kind of steer away from it, but it's certainly not going to hurt. I would clip the hair on that knee where it's not, you know, in the way, and pack it with the clay mud, and then wrap it with some Saran wrap, and then maybe put a elastic wrap around that. You don't want him tearing off the plastic wrap and eating it or anything, so put a little either gauze wrap around that and just leave it on him. Change it once a day, leave it on it 24 hours and then change it in 24 hours and change it. And I've seen a lot of small tumors, and in fact, we have some on the pet page with testimonials that were healed, and also cartilages that build up seem to diminish and knots and joints go away. So, yes, and let me know how your dog does, too. Thank you. And there are no more questions there. So, let me go back to the phone lines. I'll ask one more time, are there any questions? If you press star 2, I can open your line and we can have a discussion. Appreciate so many people listening in today. I just continue to be amazed at the results I get from people taking the clay and their appreciation of the way it works and how many benefits you get from it. I'm still talking about the burn victims. I've had a lady that spilled hot grease on the back of her hand while they were camping, was out in the wilderness, but she had taken her clay and she made a poultice and covered her hand, and she said within 2 minutes the pain was gone, the excruciating pain was gone, and the next morning it wasn't blistered and she kept the clay on there. She never lost any skin, it just healed. And a lady with her said, you know, we need to get you to a hospital. You'll probably need a skin graft. But the clay healed it, and it didn't have to do it. As long as it was tender, she kept the clay mask on it. And she would leave it on all night and then change it and all day the next day and just rotated it. So if you get burned any time, be sure and put clay on it immediately. The quicker, the better. I'm working with a lady now who's got severe frostbite. They're wanting to amputate. And we finally talked them into, you know, if you're going to amputate anyway, give us a try with the clay. She's in the hospital. She had her first application last night. I talked to her this morning, and she said she was feeling a little feeling in her little finger, and she was able to move her fingers, which she hadn't had much movement in it, so it's starting to work. And I'm really hoping, and keep her in your prayers because she's a massage therapist and they want to cut her fingers off. So we'll just pray that she got the clay in time and that it's able to do its thing. Okay, I do have someone online here. Let me open the line. Hello, this is Perry.
Hello.
Yes, hi there.
Hi, my name is Tracy Lloyd. I'm very new to the clay exposure, and I am interested to find out about using it for skin problems as well as internally. And I want to, like, make some in a container. I have some containers to mix it and, you know, shake it up. I heard you say that that's better to do than stirring. And I want to know how long will it last in the container?
Oh,
and then
it will last. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It will last years if you don't get any contamination in it.
Wow.
The way to tell, smell it when you get it mixed. There should be no smell. It's a little earthy, but no general odor to it. But if it starts smelling moldy or something, then some contamination has gotten into it.
Okay.
But generally, you know, I've kept a jar for 3 years.
Wow.
It was a decorative jar. I added color to it and had it in my bathroom, but I'd open periodically just to check it, and it was fine. It got thicker over 3 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, it'll keep, you can just keep it right on your kitchen cabinet. Even the liquid, you don't have to refrigerate it. Keep it in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you make the liquid, it's a 1-to-8 ratio. Like I said, get a 32-ounce bottle, fill it half with water, put a half a cup of clay, shake it real good, get all the lumps out, add the remaining 2 cups of water, shake it again. You'll see the settlement at the bottom. Just drink off the top. And my daughter put hers in the refrigerator once and said it started tasting like perfume, and I asked her where she had it. She said in the refrigerator, and then she told me everything she had in the refrigerator, and it just deodorized her refrigerator.
Okay.
So you want to just leave it on the kitchen cabinet. It'll be good. It'll last a long time. For your face, first of all, you want to start drinking the clay. I would do the internal detox of 2 ounces twice a day for 14 to 21 days.
Okay.
And this is going to cleanse you of parasites. It's going to cleanse your lower colon. It's going to balance your pH. It's going to help your whole system. When we have skin problems, it's a reflection of something out of balance on the inside. A lot of times it's our acidity that's out of balance, and it shows up on our skin. So I don't know if you have acne or eczema or psoriasis or what, but any kind of skin rash.
A little bit of
rash.
Both. I've got the acne, and, you know, I get dark spots after a bump.
Uh-huh.
And it's usually around my monthly cycle time. You know,
okay.
The
minute you feel a bump coming on, take a little dab of clay and put it on there, and it'll just go away. It won't ever come to a head. It will just push it back down. It cleanses that pore. So just put a little dab on the as soon as you feel one coming on. But to do a clay facial, you can do it 2 or 3 times a week. In the wintertime, your skin may feel a little dry because it's going to kind of exfoliate the dead skin cells. So a time or two, you may have some dry skin, so get a good moisturizer to use during the day. But just put a thin coat on it and let it dry. Generally, it takes 15 to 20 minutes. You'll feel your face getting warm. It'll be so tight you can't move your lips.
Uh-huh.
That's a good sign. That is a good sign of a good clay.
Okay.
And
so
you need to re-wet it. Pardon?
It needs to be quite thick then before I put it on. That consistency needs to be like pudding?
Yes, about like chocolate pudding or sour cream. It's a 1-to-3 ratio. So however much clay you use, use 3 times that much of water. Shake it real good. Now, when you're making the mash, you're going to have to let it sit for about 10 to 15 minutes to absorb the water and expand, because when you first open it, it's going to be kind of watery. But as you let it sit, it will soak up the water and expand. It's a triple swelling clay. So So give it time to expand, which is generally 10 to 15 minutes. And then it'll be that creamy consistency, and then you can just put a layer on. You want to cover the skin where you can't see the skin. It doesn't have to be real thick. If you have some problem areas at night, take a thin coat and put it over just over the problem areas and let it dry and sleep with it on.
Okay. Now, when
does
it help with, like, stretch marks or things like that?
Yes. Yes, it does. Just start, you know, put that thin coat on at night and let it dry and sleep with it on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's going to tighten and pull things together. You'll know your wrinkle lines. If doing the facial two or three times a week, after a couple of weeks, people are going to ask you if you had Botox. It tightens those wrinkle lines. Really?
Does. Wow.
Yes. And the Living Clay Company has a product called their creams and lotion. There's a rejuvenation face cream that some people with acne use during the day, and it dries almost instantly to a matte finish. It absorbs onto the skin, and it's not greasy, but it's soft, and it keeps acne at bay. We've had a lot of people with acne say after they got it under control, if they just used that during the day, their acne didn't break out.
Wow.
And it's got clay in it, and it's, you know, paraben-free. It's the very best creams and things. I love it. My skin feels like velvet all day.
Oh, wow.
So you might want to consider getting some of that to use, you know. And you can put it on, and you'll notice in, like, 15 seconds, by the time you get it on good, it's dried enough that you can, I mean, it's good enough that you can put your makeup on over it, and it's not greasy or streaky.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
good. My husband is over here, and he's asking about, does it help restore hair? Like putting it on the scalp, will it help your hair to grow?
Yes. You know, if the hair follicle is not dead, it will help it. And we have quite a few people who wash their hair with it.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest he wash the hair with it. It's going to thicken the hair that he has. Usually when it starts falling out, it gets real thin and fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it will help thicken that hair. So if he'll just massage it into his scalp in the morning, take some of that clay mask, massage it in, and walk around and let it dry while he's having his coffee, and then go take a shower and wash it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to go ahead and take some of these tips and apply them, and then we're going to give you a call back with a praise report.
I would love to hear that. Thank you. Just made my day.
Yes, yes. This is very exciting. So I thank God that he gave you the revelation to explore this. This is wonderful.
Well, when you get into it, you'll understand how you can get very excited about clay. There's so much more that it can do if you're just starting out for skincare. There's so much more. If anything hurts, put clay on it. And if you have beginning arthritis and achy joints, you'll notice after a while those joints don't ache, just drinking the clay.
Wow. Yeah. Because, yeah, we have, body issues, and I'll be going up for surgery for ACL and meniscus tears for my knee on the 20th. And was kind of, apprehensive a little about drinking it because I did, like I said, start using it on my skin. And the bath as well, but I was like, oh my goodness, to drink it, you know. So I was, asking my husband. I said, you gonna have some clay with me? You gonna start my little process and, you know, let's drink some clay together, you know. So we're gonna go ahead and, get it going.
It's really tasteless. If you hold it in your mouth, it's just cold. There's no taste. It's not sweet, sour, bitter, tart. When you swallow it, it's a little chalky.
Mm-hmm.
One sip of clay and that's gone. I mean, sip of water and that's gone. Now my grandson takes it in apple juice, and I have people who put it in their coffee and things like that. So you can get creative with it, put it in a smoothie, something like that.
Yeah, that's
if you're taking medicines, you do want to take it away from your medicines. 1 to 3 hours, you can call your pharmacy and see how long it takes to absorb your medicine and take it either before or after and wait that period of time. But when you get through with your surgery, as soon as they take that bandage off, you start putting clay on there. It's going to take the soreness out. It will not dissolve the stitches. but it will reduce the swelling and take the soreness out and speed the healing time.
Okay. And should that be that 1-to-3 ratio that I'm using?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
And you can just wrap it in saran wrap. Put it on rather thick. It'll be real cooling. It'll take the heat out and the inflammation out. I have a lady at the fitness center, and she broke her leg, and she used it. And then she had an ACL. She had to go back in and do the ACL because it tore as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already back at the gym. She owns the gym. We can't keep her out of there.
Well, that's great. That's a great report. Great report. So this also helps with circulation and just overall.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right.
If something hurts, put clay on it, from an insect bite to a burn to an achy joint, okay?
Amen. I got you. Thank you, Perry.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. Bye-bye.
All right. Great.
All right. I'm going to check one more time on questions. We're over time, but nope, no more questions for now that I can see. Let me try one more thing. Oh, okay. Here's one from Nancy in Hurricane. My husband has pretty bad pain in his joints. Will the clay help with the pain? Yes. Drinking it helps, and applying it topically will help. If he starts drinking it, he will start noticing over time that his joints don't hurt. He's not so achy and stiff when he gets up, even in the wintertime. But it takes daily drinking of the clay to work that way. And if his joint's really hurting, you can put the clay mask over it. Just cover it in some saran wrap. Generally, joints are kind of difficult to get because you bend. But if he can do that, leave it on for an hour or so, it helps pull out the inflammation and the swelling, and that's usually what causes the pain. So get that guy some pain on some clay on those joints and help relieve that discomfort. Thank you for your questions. Have a wonderful new year. Aren't you glad I didn't talk about goals and instead we just talked about clay and how to keep yourself healthy with something as simple and easy and safe as clay? So I thank all of you for listening in. I look forward to our next meeting. Now, next Thursday I'll be doing the wellness seminar where we talk about sort of spiritual healing, our attitude toward healing, and how we can be careful of what we say and how we say it about our bodies, because what we say is what we get. So we'll be having another session on that, and then we'll be back to the clay seminar actually, I won't be having one on the 23rd, the last Thursday of the month, because I'll be in Dallas doing some trainings there. So this will be our last clay seminar, and then next week we have the wellness seminar. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to having you again. And again, I gave my phone number out. Anybody that has a question, feel free to call me. This is Perry A. signing out.